But Russell Milton is our UK EPL correspondent who joins us this morning on The Breakfast Club. G'day, Russ.
G'day, Half. G'day, Whitey. How are you?
Going very well, thank you. Are you a horse racing man, just by the way, Russ?
Yeah, I don't mind. You've got the Cheltenham races, so yeah, I don't mind that once a year. I don't see too many horses when I'm actually at the course. I'm usually propped up somewhere, but yeah, I do like the odd horse. Yeah, a bit of horse racing. Good day out, isn't it? And yeah, good fun.
Now, question without notice: have you heard of the Cox Plate here in Australia?
No, I haven't. No, you stumped me on that one.
No, that's okay. That was a question without notice. I wasn't expecting an overly positive answer. It's okay. I just thought I'd throw it out there and see what happened. Speaking of seeing what happened on the weekend in the EPL? I saw that Mo Salah put on a bit of a clinic and staked his claim to be the world's best player.
He's got to be up there at the moment, hasn't he? He's in fantastic form. And all three Liverpool forwards are, Firmino and Mane together. I think, Salah's just shading the two of them, but it's frightening for the rest of the league at the minute. I mean, Liverpool are unbeaten. They went to Watford and won 5-0. They scored 22 goals from 8 games, which, you know, is phenomenal. So as long as those three keep firing like they are, I think they're going to be really close, if not win it. And Salah, like you said, yeah, he's scoring some outstanding goals. I think, you know, there were a lot of people have been comparing them to Maradona-esque type goals. If you remember back in the 80s when Maradona was playing, they were, you know, solo efforts, seemingly getting out of tight situations and and then having the corners to slot the ball home. But yeah, Liverpool look really good, and Salah in particular has set the Premier League alight so far.
We saw them a couple of years ago, Russ, dominate proceedings, full stop, Liverpool. Yeah. They were just magnificent. And then they had a bit of a lull last season. Are they somewhere near back to what they were, or is it not quite to that level yet?
Yeah, I think they are. They lost a couple of big players last year, didn't they? Like you rightly said, they had 2 years in a row, didn't they? They just got picked by Man City the first year, but I think it was 3 or 4 years ago. Then they won the league without losing a game hardly. You know, lost one game, I think, by the odd goal. Were imperious. And then last year, they just seemed to come off it a bit, yeah. And they lost a couple of big players. I think Virgil van Dijk, in particular, at the back there, was a real, you know, linchpin for them. They lost to Henderson in the midfield, and I think Salah was out for a little bit. But they look back to it, yeah. They look well back to it. They're playing some real good football. He hasn't made too many changes, Klopp, to the side. You know, he's got everybody fit and firing, and I think they're going to be real close, yeah.
Russ, I look at Manchester United. They lost 4-2 to Leicester City on the weekend. And then when you look at their next three matches, it's Liverpool, it's Tottenham, and then it's Manchester City. Will Ollie get through those three matches, do you think?
this has been the big debate, I think, since the 4-2 defeat against Leicester City. Many people are saying that he should go, particularly fans have not wanted him in. A few of the top pundits, particularly Rio Ferdinand, think he deserves a bit of time because, you know, the last 2 years he's gotten to third and second. So that is an improvement on what has been going on before since Alex Ferguson left. He seems to have steadied the ship quite well. He has got some tremendous players at his disposal. They've slipped down to sixth now at the minute, haven't they? And as you said, they've got that worrying three games coming up. I'm not quite sure. I think the middle one will be quite easy, though. Is it?
Yeah.
Is they playing in the middle one of those three?
Yeah, they're playing Tottenham.
That's quite an easy one.
Yep.
So they've got two tough ones out of three. But it doesn't seem quite right, does it, United at the minute? For certainly the unity doesn't seem to be there. They're relying on moments of brilliance from individual players. There's, you know, out of possession, they seem to be very easy to get through. You know, Leicester were really good Saturday. They scored four good goals. Vardy's particularly one was one I liked, straight from kickoff after United had scored. So, yeah, it's slightly worrying times. So I wouldn't go too overboard at the minute. I think, we'll see where these three games are. I think he will get these three games, and I think he probably deserves to go through the season and see what happens, I think. And then maybe the hierarchy at United will decide then. But I don't think they should be making any, you know, rash decisions at the minute. With people like Ronaldo and the team, Pogba, the art is to get them to buy into doing a bit more work out of possession. Whether they will or not, I'm not sure. Time will tell. But it's going to be a real difficult few games from coming up. And, I think Ollie will be given a bit of time.
And the other talking point is Newcastle and the new ownership going through. Yeah. They score after the first couple of minutes against Tottenham. Obviously, they didn't get the win in the end. But just the general feeling now, it's been talked about for a long time, this Middle Eastern ownership scenario. How's it played out over there?
Yeah, well, it's been, I think it's 3 or 4 years it's been in the pipeline. Mike Ashley's been desperate to sell the club for a while now. He's finally got it. I think it was 300 odd million. And when you think Newcastle's owners are worth 10 times more than Man City's, it could be quite frightening for the rest of the league. It's obviously going to take a bit of time for them to rebuild. And I think that this season they'll be desperate for Newcastle to stay in the league. They are in a relegation dogfight. If you think they've got 30 games left and they've still got to play Chelsea, Liverpool, Man City twice, so that's 6 games. You think they've got 24 games, really, because I can't see them getting much out of those. So really, they've got a 24-game season where they've got to get out of relegation, and it doesn't look great. I think Steve Bruce, you know, there's a lot of talk about him losing his job imminently. Who they're going to get in, I'm not sure. But you know, there's certainly things in the bigger picture of it, things look really bright for Newcastle in the future. I think they can just wave a checkbook at anybody they want to get. And it's just convincing, obviously, the first few to get through the door, things to pick up, and then other people will follow. But yeah, big news over here, and you know, the numbers that they're talking about that they put into the club and will do is quite frightening, really.
Yeah, it seems to be the game. If you're fully loaded in the bank, you're half a chance to do some damage on the pitch. What about the Brighton story? I love this one. Did they cough up an opportunity on the weekend away to Norwich City, but with a nil or draw? But gee, another 2 points on top of that would have been handy for them.
Yeah, they're sitting fourth at the minute. I mean, it was a couple of weeks ago, but I think the last time they played, they could have gone top if they had they drew. They've drawn the last three. Brian Pye's done a terrific job there. I think their goals for column would be slightly worrying for me. They've only scored eight in eight games. If they want to sustain that, they're going to have to pick that up a little bit. But they're playing some really attractive football. Graham Pye's done a really good job. You know, they're normally, you know, relegation material, but this year they've made a good fist of it so far. And, you know, I think they've been in around sort of mid-table by the end of the season. I don't think they'll be top four, six by any means. But, you know, real good stuff from Brighton, and it's nice to see.
Arsenal 1-0 up over Palace in half-time of the game currently being played this morning. What about what's happening at Chelt, mate? What do you got for us?
Yeah, we're not bad. We're doing all right. We're 14th in the league, so we're making a decent fist of it. We just come off the back of three defeats against Sunderland, Wigan at the top, and Rotherham. So, you know, I wouldn't say it's expected, but so when we lose two or three players through injury, our better players or our main starters, if you like, we haven't got the backups that can quite, you know, do what the others do. But everyone's pulling in the right direction. We're going all right. We're 14th in the league. And, you know, we've got a good game against Morecambe in 24 hours' time, which could propel us into the top half, into single figures. So we'll fingers crossed we can do it.
Well, you've got the full support of the RSN Breakfast Club right behind you. Tell the boys that. Make sure they get that on board and you harness that energy for the remainder of the season, mate. Nice to chat as always. We'll catch you soon.
Yeah, thanks, lads. Cheers. Thank you.